The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Amen. Who is excited to be in church? We are so blessed to be worshiping with you this morning. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank God for the great things he's doing here. I believe that you have one of the best pastors in the world. Let's celebrate him and his dear wife. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Have you seen my wife this morning? She is my life. All right. Everybody celebrate her. Hallelujah. And Pastor Joseph, thank you. And his dear wife, Mr. Debbie, thank you. We have our early church pastor here also. Thank you. And we have also the chairman of our community groups in church. Hallelujah. Pastor Dutton, thank you. Great work you are doing. Great work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless you. Thank you for your mighty hand that is strong. Here and for what you're doing here, despite the strike, you're still here with your children. Be exalted in Jesus' name. We ask this morning that you will speak to us and let your word minister life to us. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. All right, please be seated. In God's presence, thank you, streams of light. Please be seated. Thank you. So I'm just going to continue the same subject that Pastor has been teaching on. Then this morning I want to bless you. Is that okay? How many of us are ready to be blessed? How many of us are in a season where we want to move by the force of the blessing? And you are ready to step into increase? Can I hear that amen loud and clear? Yeah. Alright. So get set. While I teach you this morning, prepare your heart. Is that okay? I will never meet you the same way again. Can I hear amen to that? Yeah. Now, for those who believe, before this service ends, you will shift in level. I say again, you will shift in levels in the name of Jesus. Now let me show you a scripture as we continue, all right, that same subject. Let's look at the book of 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. All right. Let's start from verse 1 so you can pick it well. If you are there, say amen. Alright, look at it. It said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Now let's read verse 2 together. 1, 2, 3, go. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Can we read it together again? 1, 2, 3, loud and clear. Now for the last time. 1, 2, 3, go. Alright? So what are they outgrowing?
Praise God. Now, let's go back to verse 1. Go back to verse 1. 1 Peter 2 from verse 1. Are you there? Wherefore, laying aside all what? All what? Malice. And all what? Guile. And what? Hypocrisies. Now, if you look at the things listed here, so let me show you another scripture where we have similar things listed. Is that okay? Let's look at the book of Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. Now let's start reading from verse 19. Galatians 5 from verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, yes, lasciviousness. Number 20 now. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Alright? So, what then is spiritual growth? Alright? Because you might have heard that word, and I believe your pastor has done a lot of justice to that subject. I just want to show you from another angle. Alright? Spiritual growth is not just growing spiritually. That's not the way to define spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is growing from the rulership of the flesh to the rulership of the spirit. That's spiritual growth. It is migration from the rulership of the flesh to where? The rulership of the spirit. What is spiritual growth? Migration from what? Of the flesh to what? Rulership of the spirit. Alright? Who is a baby Christian? The baby Christian is the one who is still under the control of the flesh. The one that is still being led and ruled. Let me show you a scripture. Romans 6. Look at the book of Romans chapter number 6. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Now, let's look at it. Romans 6, verse 16. Romans 6, verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, a servant ye are to whom you obey. Whether of sin unto what? Death. Or of obedience unto what? Righteousness. Alright? So, there is a level. Somebody say there's a level where what is in charge of your life, what rules you, what dominates you, what leads you is the flesh. Alright? And when you are under that grip, it leads you to his own obedience. Amen? Amen? Alright, that's how you know baby Christians. That's how you know babes. They are under another law that is not the law of God. Amen? It takes lack of spiritual maturity to do certain things. When you have a baby Christian, alright, there are different languages. There are some things you will hear from the mouth of a baby Christian. And one of those things you will hear from the mouth of a baby Christian is that it takes being a babe to be independent. And that was what happened from the beginning when God made man. That was what happened. Alright? Man was under the leadership of God. Alright? But he declared independence for himself. Are you seeing that? Alright? His wife broke the edge. She ate what God said they shouldn't eat. And then by joining her to eat it, was man saying that I am ready to be led by myself. But you see, the greatest yoke comes when you don't allow God lead you. That's where calamity comes. When God is not the one in charge of your affairs, that's where disaster comes. So, whoever you yield yourself, servants will be. Now, let me give you an illustration. Praise, come. All right? Let me use two FT men. Pastor Joseph, come. Okay, Baba Remo, come. All right? Praise, stand in the middle. Please, you come here. I want to give you this illustration. Don't forget. No, Baba Remo, come here. Now, this is you. This is the root word used there. Look at it. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself? Who is responsible for the yielding? Huh? Is it the Holy Ghost? Who yields? You. Alright? Meaning that you can yield yourself to be a servant or to be submitted to the Spirit of God. And you also have the power to yield yourself to be submitted to the power of sin. Are you seeing that now? Amen? Who is to do the yielding? You. To whomsoever you yield yourself, servants to be. Now let me show you another scripture that shows you who yields. Alright, look at Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Look at it. I'd like us to see that because this will help you to have very good foundation. Now look at it. I call ever this day against you. And I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose what? Life. Alright? Meaning that you can choose. True or not true? You can choose life. What is life? Alright? To be submitted to God's life. What is death? To be submitted to the power of sin is death. The wages of sin is what? Death. Amen? So, it is said again, it is within my power, say it loud and clear, to choose between life and death. Say it again, it is within my power to choose between life and death. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you seen that illustration? Now follow me. Please be seated. Thank you. Pay keen attention to that. Now if you look at verse 12, now, let's go to verse 11 so you can have an understanding of that Romans 6, verse 11. Romans 6, verse 11. Are you there? Now, said, likewise, reckon ye yourselves also to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. All right, look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. And I want you to read verse 12 loud and clear. 1, 2, 3, go. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its laws. Sorry, thereof. Now, did you see the Holy Ghost mentioned here? Talk to me now. Is the Holy Ghost mentioned here? Who will not let sin reign in his mortal bodies? You! You! All right? Meaning that God has given you the capacity to make that decision. You can. Alright? But don't forget, the root of it is that you can do it through the workings of the Holy Spirit within you. Amen? Do you understand that? Say it again, through the workings of the Holy Spirit within me. I am helped of God. Say it again, I am helped of God. And I can choose life through the Spirit of God that is at work in me. Now, let me show you a scripture that justifies that. Look at Zechariah 4. Zechariah chapter number 4, verse 6. I'm going somewhere, and when we get there, all right, you need to understand this. Now, Zechariah 4, 6 says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by what? Might, nor what? Power. But by my Spirit, says the Lord. Alright? Listen. Listen to me. At salvation, you already have a measure of that spirit. You do. Alright? Then you went on to receive the fullness of the spirit when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now let me say this to you. You can never live babyhood without the Holy Ghost. You can never, what did I say? You can never live babyhood without what? The Holy Ghost. You will always remain a babe until you are filled. Praise God. See, I'm going to show you that the proof that you are filled with the Holy Ghost is not just that you speak in tongues. Alright? The proof that you are filled with the Holy Ghost is beyond that. Because you can speak in tongues and yet not filled. Amen? Amen? By the Spirit. Let me show you another scripture that illustrates this. Jude. Let's look at the book of Jude. Let's look at Jude, verse 22. Alright? Okay, let's go to verse 24. Verse 24. Jude, verse 24. Quickly. Now, can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Say it again. He is able to keep me from falling. Now, say it loud and clear. Say it louder and better. Say it better. He is able to keep me from falling. He is. Amen. You know why? Where sin abides, grace abounds much more. Alright? That grace doesn't mean when you have messed up. Then you now come and say, oh, grace. No. That grace is the enablement above sin. Amen. So how do you know baby Christians? They are under the subject of sin and the flesh. That's their reality. Alright? They are still slaves to their flesh. Now you must understand that when we talk about flesh, we are not talking about your meat, this body. No. The flesh is another entity on its own. Alright? And I'm going to show you that. Let's look at the book of Galatians 5. Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. Let me show you what the flesh does. Alright? Are you there? Now, look at it. Let's start from verse 13. Galatians 5 from verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Now look at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are you seeing that? That's the golden rule. That's the golden rule. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now look at verse 17. There's a very strong word used in verse 17. I'm going to compare scripture for you to understand it. Says in King James, for the flesh lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. Now look at what New King James says. For the flesh lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Amplify says, for the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the spirit. There is a desire of the sinful nature. So flesh was described there as what? Sinful. It is the nature of sin. That was the nature you had before Jesus came to save you. That's the reason why you see the sinner on the street smoking. Even when he's aware that the cigarette will damage his lungs. That's why you see girls, some girls, will stand by the roadside at night and wave in and beg men to come and carry them home and sleep with them. They are under the grip, the nature of the flesh. The flesh is called sinful nature. Say it again, sinful nature. Do you know what that means? It means that the nature of the flesh itself is sin. Alright? If they say a believer is carnal, it means the believer is still being ruled by the flesh. It means the believer is still being ruled by sin. Amen. I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. But you see, that word is not that cheap. Is this amplified? For the flesh desires what is against the spirit. Meaning that, listen, look up. Look up. Let me tell you this. Anytime the flesh is desiring something, alright, it's an indication that God wants the opposite. Whenever the flesh desires anger and offense, it is because your blessing is close. And the Spirit of God is about to lead you into that blessing. Alright? Then the flesh will desire the opposite. See, the flesh is not blind. Say it again, the flesh is not blind. Do you know that? How do you know it is not blind? It knows the direction the Spirit is going and chooses to go a contrary direction. So, spiritual growth is migration from that, all right, into the sphere where you are being led by the Spirit. Now, let me show you a couple of translations again. Now, look at what Common English Bible says. It says, a person's selfish desires are set against the Spirit. Are you seeing that? Refers to the flesh as selfish desires. Now let me show you a classic edition of the Amplified. It says, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit. They are opposed to the Holy Spirit. They are opposed to the Holy Spirit. And the desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh. Now it describes the flesh as godless human nature. Godless. Now, let me tell you this. God cannot do much with you if you are being ruled by the flesh. You can't profit him that way. You may have plenty desires, but there's just little or nothing God can end up doing with a man who is ruled by the flesh. And you know what the devil does? Let me show you one of his game plans. The devil, everything God gives, the devil also gives a fake version of it. Let me give you an illustration. While we were on campus, there was a girl in my department that anytime a new phone comes out, she will buy the China and put pouch and put screen guard and be flashing people with it. Huh? I'm not sure people are using BlackBerry again. But then it was BlackBerry. Bolt 2 or so. She will go and buy. Anytime a new phone comes out, she will buy the China. Anytime a new phone comes out, she will buy the China. That's the fake version of the original. True or not true? But one day, in the library, she's been making noise and just snapping with the fake BlackBerry, and that day she forgot to put the phone on silence. Then a call came in. That's how China phone sounds. Hey, we looked at her direction. Nah, this is not BlackBerry. What's the popular BlackBerry sound again? There's a very common sound. I can't remember again. But this is not Hey, listen to me. If you're operating fake, it is going to set you up for a major day. The revelation comes. It's a setup. What did I say? Hey, talk to me loud and clear. What did I say? It is a complete setup. It's dangerous. But that's not where I'm really going. Do you know that the devil also gives hope? He does. He does. Let me give you an instance. Alright, I've done a lot of preaching to people at the joint, smoking weed and doing all sort of things. I've never seen anybody who has positive affirmation like those who are at the joint. Even believers don't have like them. If you see an average person who is smoking and, you know, doing all sort of things to himself and engaging for 5 minutes, he will tell you that he knows tomorrow will be better. Go and check any video online where an agbero is talking. He will tell you he knows he will break through. He will tell you that he knows things will be good. He knows one day he will make it. He knows tomorrow is this. Hey, and that's how they die. And that thing never happens. Because that hope is not from God. That belief system is not from God. What God does is that he leads you back to himself. Anything that tells you it will be better while you are away from God is deception. Amen? But do you know that there are Christians like that? They are wearing good clothes. They might even wear tie. But in the spirit realm, they are like that agbero. Because they are living a life that will sum up to be unprofitable. Amen? They are living a life that will sum up the end of that life. You know, scripture says that there's a way that seems right to man. Huh? But the end of it is what? Death. Meaning that, listen, this is the danger of that. The danger of that is that the man may not know his life is a waste until he gets to his end. He will not know. If you are playing Jesus now, you have a belief that you'll be fine. And one day you come and it will never be your portion. Can I hear that amen loud and clear?
Amen.
That you look at your entire life. And if that life is to be summarized in one word, the word is waste. I say again, it will never be your portion.
Amen.
Are you aware there are people like that? The summary of their existence, waste. And that's why scripture says, it is good that a man carries yokes when? In the days of his what? Youth. My God, I'm picking things in my spirit. Now, pay attention. Let me tell you this. If you don't carry those same things in the day of your youth, they'll become too heavy for you to carry in old age. When is the best time to build a culture of chasing God? When? Now. Say it again now. Hey, say it loud and clear. Now. When is the best time to build the culture of prayer? When is the best time to be culture of fasting? When is the best time to build the culture of study of the word? Now. If you miss now, you will never do it again. If you find it difficult now, it will be much more difficult. Do you know what the devil does? If you continue walking in the flesh, it will complicate your journey. So that your priority will not even be Jesus. Your priority will be to come out of the problems, many problems. Many problems you have wrapped yourself in. Many problems. And that's why you see, the moment a man leaves God, the devil begins to make it difficult to go back. Are you following what I'm telling you now? Hey, if the devil, and see, people on campus, the devil is trying to lure many of you to sin, to many things that looks flashy. Hey, you are in for something deeper than you know. It is deep. That was the same business, the same transaction that those whose life became wasted engaged themselves in. And you see, because you are young, you've not really seen people's life play before your eyes. Don't let yours play in a negative way before other people. Are you following what I'm saying now? The best time is when? Now! Say it again, now! Listen to me. Spiritual growth is a warfare for your life. You are practically fighting for your life. So when you hear spiritual growth, you are not trying to do God a favor. You are fighting for your very essence. It is deep. It is beyond saying they are begging me to come to church. If you are seated here this morning and they had to come and beg you from your hostel and say, come to church. Hey, while you are there, make that vow. This is the last time. If they want to use bus to pick other people, that's other people. I will be among those going to pick them. Are you following what I'm saying now? Because if you don't get it right now, you'll be in trouble. The devil is trying to complicate your life. It is a warfare. The addiction you are battling with, for you to know it is not blind. Those who went ahead of you battled with that. And let me say this to you. Whenever God is doing something similar in a generation, the devil serves them similar things. Are you following what I'm saying? So, it is not a contention just about you. It is about what your life will represent. And when you are done wasting that timing to enter into it, the devil can now leave you. The way a weevil, have you seen a beans weevil? When the beans weevil eats the beans, when you plant a beans, that part that the beans weevil eat is the part that germinates. When the beans weevil is done eating the part that can reproduce, it leaves the beans. So there are many people that they are like beans that the weevils are done with, but they are still, because you have missed time. Hey! Are you following what I'm telling you? Now listen, what I'm teaching has shifted. If you are not in the spirit, you will not know. Because this is a clear call for you to wake up. What did I say? Wake up. What did I say? Hey, what did I say? Wake up now. Your life depends on it. The life of your children depends on it. If they will have to come and fight fresh battles, it matters that you win. Are you following what I'm saying now? It is a serious matter. What when Reuben was going to his father's wife, what did he think? Reuben thought that he was the only one. But simultaneously when he was doing that, it was around the same season that Joseph was running away from Potiphar's wife. The curse would have come on whoever sleeps. It was about breaking the covenant of marriage. So it was not just Reuben that was sad. Joseph was also sad. When Joseph was sad, he didn't know. What did Jesus tell Peter? Peter, the devil has desired to sift you like wheat. But it was not just Peter. He said, but I've prayed for you. Can I tell you this? That walking in the flesh is the desire of the devil to sift you away. Have you seen where they are sifting wheat? Huh? Well, listen, this one. You are not the one on top. You are not the one down. When you are sifting wheat, the most important things is what goes away. What the devil wants to leave you with is chaff. And many people are living their every day being sifted. Every day being sifted. He's sifting you every day. You are missing timing. As you are messing up. Listen to me. It doesn't matter the promises you have heard. If you are not prepared for it, God prepares another man. And meanwhile, the promises you heard, it was not just you who heard it. God had backup plan. Are you following what I'm saying now? Look at it. Jesus was not slain after Adam sinned, though. No. He said, this is the Lamb of the world. Slain from the foundation of the world. Meaning that God had preparation for that fall. If you fall, you are acting a script. And it's a dangerous one. Are you following what I'm saying there? Are you aware? Now, you see, what I want you to live here with is that what you are thinking is just struggle. Those are dangerous names. It's just day-to-day struggle. I'm just struggling with this. I'm just struggling. Oh boy, you are not struggling. You are losing a battle. What did I say? Come on, say loud and clear. Now, you are a student. Say it loud and clear. So spiritual growth is that God takes you away from that rulership and bring you to himself where it is the spirit that rules your life. And I can show you from scripture, nobody was led by the flesh and end well. Don't ever think, are you following what I'm saying? One of the works of the flesh listed in these Galatians is uncleanness. Someone say uncleanness. Say it again. Alright, uncleanness. Let me give you an illustration. Alright, if you travel out, let's say for instance to America, you'll find out that there are black communities. Am I correct? And there are also white communities. True or not true? But there are communities where most of the people you find in that area are Nigerians. Because they are used to their own culture and their way of life. There are communities that most of those you find there are Ghanaians. They build around themselves. There are communities that most of those you find there are Kenyans. So when a Nigerian man gets to a place he doesn't know, he will try to know where his people are. Those that can understand him uniquely. Is that okay now? Good. When you are unclean, whenever you get to anywhere, if an unclean spirit is foreign in an area, and that spirit is looking for its kind of environment, they come to you. Because you are a kind of environment. An unclean environment. Where unclean spirit can settle. And I perceive strongly in my heart that there are some of you here that what you thought was a small thing is getting bigger now. And it's just occurring to you that, hold on, this thing is not getting smaller. It is becoming bigger than I think. God wants you to grow. How do you grow? Quickly, let me show you. 1 Peter 2. All right, then we'll look at Psalms 42. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 2. 1 Peter 2:2. Look at it. Now, verse 2 says, as newborn babes, do what? Do what? Do you know what it means to desire the sincere milk? Run towards the word like your life depends on it. Alright? I have a baby, little girl. When she's hungry, the whole house will know that she's hungry. How come you are hungry? Well, you are the only one who knows you are hungry. Your attitude. Many of you think, listen to me, you think if you come to church, you come in to honor the invitation, just come in to show up. Ah, no. You are coming because your life depends on it. You are not doing God a favor. You go to where He has placed your word. Your life depends on it. Your life depends on, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow. How do you desire it? Let me show you. Give me Psalms 42. Psalms chapter number 42. I'm going to lead you to pray. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you going to pray? And I'm going to call some forms of utter call. But may you not package yourself to death. Say amen. And if you fall under that category, hey, listen to me. One of the things the anointing does is that it breaks yoke. Ah, look at it. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Verse 2. Now this Psalms 42. From verse 1. As the heart pants after the water brooks. Look at Message translation. A white-tailed deer drinks from the creek. I want to drink God. I want to drink God. I am thirsty for God alive. Kai. I wonder, will I ever make it? Arrive and drink in God's presence. That's powerful. Hunger leads you to the place of green pastures and the place of still waters. As you are young like this, if spiritual hunger have not started leading you to the place of dangerously praying, kabandu kuba, dangerously engaging about the future, dangerously preparing, you are wasting time. And all of you seated here, by now, you should be in the phase where this is happening. Because that voice you are hearing, that you will do it later in the future, is not true. Nobody ends up doing it again. Are you following what I'm saying? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
say louder, can you hear me?
Yes,
that hunger. Whenever I talk to this direction, my heart sinks. Because I remember many people. We have not even gone too far. But many of them have fizzled out. I'm not telling you people that we are no longer just seeing. No. I'm telling people that have gone out to the hands of sin. Some of them have impregnated women. Have done all sorts of things. Nothing looks like ministry again. Nothing looks like the call. We're praying and fasting. Many people hated me on campus. I've known him since campus days. Many people hated me. My friends, when I get there in marathon fasting, they don't like me. Because when you are doing things right, people who are doing things wrong, they become hostile. That spirit that is at work in them hates those who are doing it right. If you are not praying, somebody is praying. That spirit will hate those who are praying. If you are not studying, somebody is studying. That spirit will just be picking offense at those who are studying. Because the flesh is always at war against the spirit. But many miss that campus opportunity to have drank God. And when they came out of campus, they thought that they would do it. Ah, but no. Job here. Oh, come and do this. Family pressure. Oh, get married. Ah. I stretch my hands and I decree upon every one of you here that a fire of fresh hunger for prayer begins to burn in you now!
Yeah.
Ah! Many didn't make it. I know many brothers, they were playing with girls, playing with sisters. We talk to them, they won't listen. Many of them didn't make it. One thing or the other, gone. Blown away like chaff before the wind. Hey, what you are fighting for is not just, it's a battle for your life. What did I say? You're not speaking, say loud and clear. That's what I'm telling you. I know your pastors here, they use boss. Boss, pick you at this age from campus gate. Tell them, don't come. Come and pick somebody else. I'm taking my life more serious. Are you following what I'm telling you here? Huh? What am I doing? 5 a.m. You should be up. Come back, Kataba. Listen to the word. Do your quiet time. 6 a.m. be out of your house. You are young! This is the best time to do it. How many children are you nursing? This is the best time. The things I could make them do years back, I can't make them do it because they are married. They will sit with me, maple on campus. I teach them the word. Rain will fall. I say, sit down there. Under the rain, hear the word. All the days like this, they don't go home. Stay with me. Pray. Study. I had just one room. One of them. My room was the... Oh yeah, sit down. Study the word. Teach. We started school of the called. Jubilee Garden. 6 a.m. Be there. Everybody. Calm down, back up, back up. Study the word 6 hours. Despite that, some still fail. How much more those who are not doing it? If you are not growing and you have one hope in your heart, you have believed the lies of the devil. He wants to fatten you up for the kill. If he should do anything to you now, you will get help. Listen. If anything should happen to you now, we can come in our place as spiritual authority and say, Satan, take your hands up. The first thing he wants to do, number one, cut you from people who can tell the devil to stop. That's the first thing. Nobody gets grounded without being isolated. You will think you are fine. He knows that you are, you may not, some of you are not praying. And you are secure, you are fine, everything is going well. Because he knows that you are still standing under some umbrella, that covenant. You then, listen, it will give you a reason. You will have legal reason to be offended and walk out of those covenants. So that by the time he starts dealing with you, nobody will hear your shout. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You will not vanish like smoke. Is that the best you say amen here? I say it again. The power and the forces that brought those ahead of you down will not succeed over you. You will not vanish like smoke. When Adam and Eve fell, and God drove them away from the garden. Drove them away. Scripture says that angels with flaming sword guarded the garden. The devil also like to imitate that. There are demons that barricade people from getting back to prayer, from getting back to the world, from getting back to discipleship. They complicate their journey. I have come to decree and declare in the name above all names, those closed spiritual doors begin to open now. Amen. I say again, they begin to open now. Amen. Now, let me pray for you. Those of you who are here, what began in your life began small, but now it is occurring to you. It is getting bigger now. And if care is not taken, I need help. I can't come out of this kind by myself. I'm going to call you once. I won't call you twice. I will not pity your pride. Wherever you are, run out now. I won't call you twice. I didn't say walk out. Run out now. And while you are out, you will cry. What finished those who have gone ahead of me will not continue. None of you is too young for the devil to complicate your life. No, none of you is too young for that. He wants to complicate it at this level. Hey, pray. I will not live my life this way. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, help me. Hey! Jesus, help me. I am too weak to help myself. And at this point, my life cries to you that you will arise and help me. I've been around this pool for too long. I can't wait for the periodic stirring of the waters. And now I cry and lift my voice to you. Jesus, Son of David, help me. Jesus, Son of David, help me. Jesus, Son of David, help! I've been around for too long. It is not getting better.
Banamakai, Aila Matukus, Bambuta, Baida and the Kukubataya. In Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. Hear me. Those of you who are outside, hear me. Look at me. Do you understand what you are praying about? Huh? Are you aware it is time bound? Because it gets more complicated with time. Until you are here knowing that my life depends on this. Now, if there is any iota of hope in your heart that even if I'm not free today, and later I will try. Then you will miss it. I'm talking about those who have reached final bus stop. It is today or never. Lift your hands up. Hey, in total surrender, and say, Jesus, help me. Say it again, Jesus, help me. Say it loud, Jesus, help me. Go ahead. I want the ushers, come help them. Stand behind them. I ask that the power of the Holy Ghost come and set you free from any entanglement and grip of the devil. Loose! And now, loose! Be made free from every entanglement of the devil. Be made free out of them. Now. Freedom! 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 In the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus. But made free completely. Freedom. And you are strength. Strength of the Lord. To walk out of those situations. Freedom. I command. Satan, take off your hands from them. Satan, take off your hands from them. Freedom. In the name of Jesus. Freedom! Satan, take off your hands. Take off your hands from them. Take off your hands from them. Out! Take out your hands from them. Take out your hands. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And I decree and stretch my hands towards you. From today, you walk out of those prison doors. In the name of Jesus. You walk out. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now hear me. Hear me. It is not enough that hands have been laid on you. The Holy Ghost will give you prompting. There are things you should not be convenient with from now. How many of you here, who amongst you is not baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues? You don't speak in tongues. Can I see you? Yeah. Anyone also there? Come. You don't speak in tongues. You are not baptized with the evidence. You all speak in tongues? You don't. You didn't talk. My friend, what's your name? Deborah. Deborah what? Is there another person? You speak in tongues? You speak in tongues. You do. You all do. You speak in tongues also. Pay attention, because from now there's a mantle of prayer on your lives. Is that okay? You will just notice that there is an unusual strength to pray. If you don't take it serious, it lifts. Don't think. When do you want to baptize in the Holy Ghost? Now. Now, on the day of Pentecost, that was when the church was birthed. And the sign of that birthing, look at me, was that the Holy Ghost came while they were praying. Anytime you desire the Holy Ghost, he can come. And when he rested on them, it was a sign of fire. And it quickened them from inside. And they began to speak in tongues. He didn't open their mouth. He didn't tear their mouth. It was an inspiration from inside. Meaning that, if you say, Holy Spirit, I want you. And you say, I want the Holy Spirit. And hands are laid on you now. The Holy Ghost will not say, I'm not coming. He doesn't keep malice. Once you are ready to receive him, he's ready to come.
But nobody will have to open your mouth to speak in tongues. It will be an internal working. And the devil will also be there telling you, that's not a real tongue. Well, there's no fake tongues. Is that okay now? So, that's the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands and say it. Today, I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, come into my life and fill me up. Receive now the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, rest on her. Now, 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 now. That's it. Epa, sit somewhere. Don't stop saying it. Don't stop. Don't stop saying it. Don't stop saying it. Like that. Keep speaking. Like that. Keep speaking. Hey, there's a mantle of prayer upon all of you. Is that okay? You will not be able to help it. And you are blessed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please go back to your seat. Church, I want to bless you. Before I do that, I want the pastor and his wife to come. Please come. Please, I want my wife to also come. Please go on your knees. Come. 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 Stretch your hands towards them and decree fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh empowerment, fresh insight. Fresh insight. Now the Lord is speaking concerning you that there is a prophetic grace you ought to have entered fully, but you have to pay attention to it. There's a prophetic opening for you. There's a prophetic opening for you in this season. And you should have entered into it, but you are not entering fully. Hey, be open to it. In the name of Jesus. Oil! Shakambitos! Raikumba Taikuba! In the name of Jesus. Shenta Kabaladishta. From today, fresh! Fresh! Freshness of the Spirit. Fresh oil. When you open scriptures, revelations will rush at you. Fresh! Fresh! In the name of Jesus. You stand strong in the Lord. You stand strong. You stand strong. You will not faint. God is opening doors of help. In the name of Jesus. Doors of help. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, rise. Rise. Stand here. Both of you, come in. Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what God told me to tell you. He said to tell you that in this season, pay attention to the supernatural inspiration I am causing to arise within you. Now, listen. He said to tell you that if you pay attention to it, by the time campuses are opening up back, you are not entering the same way. Alright? In full terms, there is a grace for wealth upon this house. Are you feeling what I'm telling you? Now, I want you to receive this. There's a grace for what? Wealth. Mean that in your young age, you will just know by the help of the Holy Spirit that I'm supposed to do this. There's going to be divine quickening from inside out. And I stretch my hands towards you. And I ask that the hand of the Holy Spirit rest upon every earth now. It rests upon every earth now. From this moment, the doors of divine inspirations are opened. You begin to know strategically what to do. Your days of being stranded are over. Divine inspiration now! I hear the word of the Lord, O house. For you shall no longer be called desolate, but a land that the Lord has blessed. I decree there is a shift upon every one of you. I say again, there is a mighty shift upon every one of you. You enter into the inheritance of God. It
is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big, 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 big hand. I want my wife to come. My wife is a very strong woman in the spirit. I know I've blessed you, but I want her to decree what? She carries a very strange prophetic oil. I want her to decree over you, and I want you to receive those words. Help me celebrate her.
Thank you so much, sir, for this privilege. Can you just lift your hands to Jesus? And let your heart be stationed on God. Let your heart be stationed on Jesus. I decree and declare over every single person in this hall that the hands of the Lord will rest upon you. And you will stop being normal. From this time henceforth, you move into the realm of the supernatural. And the supernatural becomes natural for you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord begin to open the eyes of your spirit. You begin to see opportunities. Your mind is open to ideas. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will increase you so much that people will come and learn from you. The supernatural wisdom that God has given to you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will increase you on every side. I see God raising the head of men. God is raising people from the dunghill and making them to see to the princes of their people. The Lord will make you to fly on eagle's wings. He will lift you up. You will fly. You will mount up with wings as eagles. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will show to you that you cannot do it alone. And that by His strength alone, you can do it. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will surprise your enemies. And He will make a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil. And your cup will run over. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is surprising you. He's bringing to you pleasant surprises. Pleasant surprises. Pleasant surprises. The Lord is bringing somebody out from that season, from that pit of addiction. Somebody is coming out from that pit of addiction, and you will not find it easy to do that thing again. In the name of Jesus, you are on fire for Jesus. Your heart becomes on fire for the Lord. You will find the things of the Lord easy. You will love the Lord. You will serve the Lord. And you will know the Lord. God is bringing people into that easy grace to create a lineage of those that will love God. I see God creating lineage of those that will love God. In the name of Jesus, God is helping you. God is helping you. Your help does not come from the east, does not come from the west, does not come from the south, does not come from the north. Your help comes from the Lord who makes the heavens and the earth. And you will say, people will say about you, you will say about yourself that God is your power bank. Why? Because when people look at you, they will see that you're not just doing it alone. They will not be able to understand it, but they will see that God is doing something for you. God is doing something through you. God is doing something in your life and in your family. And the Lord will make you a delight of that home. The the light of that family, the light of your community, the light of this church. God will bring you out of obscurity into His own marvelous light, and people will see you and know that yes, you are a true ambassador of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big, big shout.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.